for example, if you get into a conversation with somebody and things seem to accelerate very quickly, if they are giving you personal information very quickly and expecting you to give them quite detailed personal information back, that's a good sign that they're not genuine. They're just trying to get maybe your personal information so that they can use that to obtain credit or loans or whatever. Things like making excuses. So if they say that they'll want to meet you, but that a family member is ill, for example, or one of the common ones that's used is that they're serving in the armed forces, so they're overseas and they can't meet you. So that sort of refusal to meet you or saying that they're unable to meet you is a good sign. And of course, what happens normally when they get to the stage where they're asking for money is that they'll say maybe they've got a sick relative and they need to pay for some medical treatment, or they ask for money to buy an airline ticket to come and visit you. And of course, once you send the money, that's the last you'll ever hear from the person, sadly.
So as with everything, then, you should really look at the well-known websites if you're in any doubt.
Yes, absolutely. But even the well-known websites could have fraudsters on them. It is a very professional operation. We know that some groups, for example, there might be six different people who are involved in being that one person or a group of people whose profiles appear. So the best thing to do is, if you are ever suspicious of anybody that you're in contact with, report them to the website, to whichever company is running the website. And if you have lost money, then the best contact is an organisation called Action Fraud, which can be contacted on 0300 123 2040.